In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We're blessed this weekend with a very special optional memorial, the martyr of charity, St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Jewish convert, philosopher, and martyr at the hands of the Nazis. So she's very, very cool, very, very special. Blessed be God forever. Let's take a look and see if we can pray the Pope's monthly intentions. Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. Let us pray that societies where coexistence seems more difficult might not succumb to the temptation of confrontation for ethnic, political, religious, and ideological reasons. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. So like I said, St. Edith Stein is really one of my favorites, for multiple reasons. Antiphon. Lord, remember your people whom you chose from the beginning. Why, O God, have you cast us off forever? Why blaze with anger at the sheep of your pasture? Remember your people whom you chose long ago, the tribe you redeemed to be your possession, your own possession. The mountains of Zion, where you made your dwelling. Turn your steps to these places that are utterly ruined. The enemy has laid waste the whole of the sanctuary. Your foes have made uproar in their house of prayer. They have set up their emblems, their foreign emblems, high above the entrance to the sanctuary. Their axes have battered the wood of its doors. They have struck together with hatchet and pickaxe. O God, they have set your sanctuary on fire. They have razed and profaned the place where you dwell. Let us burn every shrine of God in the land. There is no sign from God, nor have we a prophet. We have no one to tell us how long it will last. How long, O God, is the enemy to scoff? Is the foe to insult your name forever? Why, O Lord, do you hold back your hand? Why do you keep your right hand hidden? Yet God is our King from time past, the giver of help through all the land. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sometimes I just find it a lot easier if I get out of this chair and if I stand for the liturgy. Just helps my lungs, and I have a problem, I think, where I sit in a certain position, it causes extra weight to end up from my head on my lungs, so I need to stand sometimes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Father, provide us with the jobs, the guidance, the wisdom, the enlightenment that we need. Help us celebrate the Eucharist with greater zeal and greater fervor. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, remember your people whom you chose from the beginning. Rise up, Lord, defend your cause. It was you who divided the sea by your might, who shattered the heads of the monsters in the sea. It was you who crushed Leviathan's heads and gave him as food to the untamed beasts. It was you who opened up springs and torrents. It was you who dried up ever-flowing rivers. Rise up, Lord, defend your cause. Yours is the day and yours is the night. It was you who appointed the sun and the light in the sun. It was you who fixed the bounds of the earth. You who made both summer and winter. Remember this, Lord, and see the enemy scoffing. A senseless people insults your name. Do not give Israel your dove to the hawk, nor forget the life of your poor ones forever. Remember your covenant. Every cave in the land is a place where violence makes its home. Do not let the oppressed return disappointed. Let the poor and the needy bless your name. Arise, O God. Rise up, Lord, defend your cause. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how the senseless revile you all the day. Do not forget the clamor of your foes, the daily increasing uproar of your foes. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, have compassion, have mercy for us, O Lord. It is in you and you alone that we can hope. Have mercy, Lord. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Now and at the hour of our death, amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let everything in heaven and on earth bend the knee at the name of Jesus. Let us take a special reading, a very special reading for today, from the Common of Versions. You have shown me how to live. You will fill me with joy in your presence. First reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. With respect to virgins, I have not received any commandment from the Lord, but I give my opinion as one who is trustworthy. Thanks to the Lord's mercy, it is this. In the present time of stress, it seems good to me for a person to continue as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Then do not seek your freedom. Are you free of a wife? If so, do not go in search of one. Should you marry, however, you will not be committing sin. Neither does a virgin commit a sin if she marries. But such people will have trials in this life, and these I should like to spare you. I tell you, brothers, the time is short. From now on, those with wives should live as though they had none. Those who weep should live as though they were not weeping, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing. Buyers should conduct themselves as though they owned nothing, and those who make use of the world as though they were not using it fully. For the world as we know it is passing away. I should like you to be free of all worries. The unmarried man is busy with the Lord's affairs, concerned with pleasing the Lord. But the married man is busy with this world's demands, and is occupied with pleasing his wife. This means he is divided. The virgin, indeed any unmarried woman is concerned with things of the Lord, in pursuit of holiness in body and spirit. The married woman, on the other hand, has the cares of the world to absorb her, and is concerned with pleasing her husband. I am going into this with you for your own good. I have no desire to place restrictions on you, but I do want to promote what is good, that which will help you to devote yourselves entirely to the Lord. If anyone thinks he is behaving dishonorably toward his virgin, because a critical moment has come, and it seems that something should be done, let him do as he wishes. He commits no sin if there is a marriage. The man, however, who stands firm in his resolve, who, while without constraint and free to carry out his will, makes up his mind to keep his virgin, also acts rightly. To sum up, the man who marries his virgin acts fittingly. The one who does not will do better. A wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives. If her husband dies, she is free to marry, but on one condition, that it be in the Lord. She will be happier, though, in my opinion, if she stays unmarried. I am persuaded that in this I have the Spirit of God. Responsory prayer. The King has desired your beauty, which he himself has given you. Your God and King has become your spouse. He has provided for you and adorned you. He has redeemed you and made you holy. Now you are wedded to your King and your God. Your God and King has become your spouse. Second reading, particular to St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. Christ put on, this is a reading from the Wisdom of the Cross written by St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. The gates of life open to believers in the crucified Christ. Put on the yoke of the law, fulfilling the law's commands and dying for the law, through the law. By this he freed those who desire to receive life through him, but they cannot receive that life unless they themselves offer their own lives. For whoever is baptized into Christ Jesus is baptized into his death. They are immersed in his life, so that they become like parts of his own body, and like parts of his body suffer with him and die. This life will come in its full abundance on the day of glory, but even now, still in the flesh, we can be part of it if we believe. If we believe Christ to have died for us in order to confer life on us, by that faith we are united to him as the body is united to the head. That faith opens to us the wellsprings of his life. Thus faith in the crucified, living faith, united with devoted love, is for us the doorway to life and the beginning of the glory that is to come. Thus the cross is our only boast. As for me, the only thing I can boast about is the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world is crucified to me and I to the world. Whoever chooses Christ is dead to the world, and the world is dead to him. He bears the wounds of Christ in his body. He is weak and despised by men, but his cause is strong because the strength of God is made perfect in weakness. Knowing this, the disciple of Christ does not merely accept the cross that has been laid upon him, but he himself crucifies his own self. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with all its passions and desires. They have fought a hard battle against their nature, so that the life of sin should die within them, and the life of the Spirit should be given room to flourish. That battle demands the greatest fortitude, but the cross is not the end. It is lifted up and shows us the way to heaven. It is not merely a sign, but Christ's undefeated weapon. It is the shepherd's sling with which the divine David battles the evil Goliath. With it, Christ knocks loudly at the door of heaven and opens it. With these things come to pass the light of God will shine out, and all who follow the crucified will be filled with it. I have been crucified with Christ, and I live now not with my own life, but with the life of Christ who lives in me, who loved me and sacrificed himself for my sake. The life I live in this body, I live in faith. Faith in the Son of God who loved me and sacrificed himself for my sake. Let's take a look and see about the Canticle of Mary. And also about the special prayers. Come, let us worship Christ with the virgins who followed him. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lamb with the virgins who followed him. Through the intercession of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, woman of courage, of truth, and of prayer, let us pray. Save your people, Lord, for all who are persecuted, send courageous witnesses to speak and intercede on their behalf. For all who are blinded by prejudice, send men and women of truth to open their eyes to see as you see. For all who are deaf to your word, send people of elegant tongue and deep prayer to speak to their hearts. Save your people, Lord. We pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart. We pray for the Pope's intentions, for his protection and for his guidance. We pray for your intentions, which are so important and so precious here in our group. Your handmaidens were always careful to love you with whole and undivided attention, that they might be holy in body and spirit. Through their intercession, breath of the Lord of this passing world, we not distract our attention from you. Through the intercession of St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, who was one of the wise and prudent virgins, grant us wisdom and innocence of life. Grant all of our intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God of our fathers, who brought the martyr St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross to know your crucified Son, and to imitate him even unto death, grant through her intercession that the whole human race may acknowledge Christ as its Savior, and through him come to behold you for eternity, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence for the soul in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, let's pray the chapter of divine mercy for the people that I have promised to pray for, especially for one that asked for prayers today. God alone knows your name, since you asked over the internet. Anonymously, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. It up there, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.